we're certainly glad you're here. Thanks for tuning in. It's Wednesday. It's March 14th. I'm barely getting the words out. It's because Jason and I, we've been in the studio here for about 30, 40 minutes, maybe almost 50 minutes, and we're sharing a bunch of stories. So I'm so glad you get here early enough so that we can talk about things before we record the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. But we're glad you're here, and I have so many things I want to talk about, and we're sharing some scripture and some God sightings and some stories that God has done or revealed to us through circumstances, through friendships, through his revealed truth. And before I just jump into some of the things, even your heartwarming Valentine's card story and some of the other things that God is doing or revealing, I want to make it clear that I want back some of my man points. You know, as we're talking here, and then I had to call Karen really quick to get an update. I think our bid for our dinner with Steve Green, Michael Card, Twyla Parrott, and Wayne Watson is like at $400. We have a listener in Gibson City. Dean from Gibson City is the current high bidder at $400. So as I'm talking to Karen about that, because I wanted to have an update, Jason is posting some things on Facebook, and Joey Kroll, my very own Joey Kroll, who you can hear tomorrow morning, replies to this, and so I got to qualify this loss of my man. What did you call it? You're taking away my man points?
It's man. Wait, you have a few more replies on it now.
Oh, jeez. Well, you can tell your story, and then I'll qualify where I wanted five of my man points back.
Mark was trying to tell me he's doing some decorating. So he was talking about, I'm always suspicious when he starts saying, well, I need to get a rug, and I bought some artwork, and then he said that there was leaves on it. So I started minusing points from what I would call his man card. And then he started to tell me about a swing. But he said, well, there's this really manly spring on it. So I posted to Facebook. I said, Mark Burns is trying to persuade me that his recent trip to Pier 1 was manly, minus 25 points from his man card. Joey Kroll says, oh, no. And another friend of mine, a dear friend from Peoria, says, this doesn't sound anything like a Wild at Heart weekend.
Yes. Well, I have a friend that's going to be taking me around, Kathleen Jennings. She offered to take me out, and I needed to coordinate a couple colors and something else. Well, anyways, I had emailed her last week, and I said, hey, Kathleen, let's go to Pier 14. That shows you how much I shop. I didn't even know how to call it. She goes, Pier 14, you mean Pier 1? And I'm like, well, I never shop. I don't know. And so anyways, yes, I've made a few appearances at Pier 1 and purchased a couple things.
Maybe before you go to Pier 1, you need to go to, like, Target, a more diluted experience.
Yes, kind of nurture my way towards
these. Yeah, you
know,
baby steps before you really step into the world of fashion and shopping.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I want some points back for that. I'll have to do something manly. Hey, Beamer, get in here. Let me show a man and his dog or something. Oh, he's laying there at the doorway. Well, anyways, thanks for tuning in. We do have some very God-honoring stories, I think, to share and talk about this morning. But I want to first give away some tickets. I've talked about this on the air. And I'll let you pronounce the name.
Please do it, because this was great.
We did like a Google search, because I said, I've heard radio announcements that the U of I Assembly Hall sent me, and they say phonetically it's like Cirque du Soleil, and yet I've heard it said different ways. And so Jason pulls out his little iPhone, and is that your iPhone? What is that?
This is an iPhone.
He looks up everything here, and so while we're talking about the pronunciation on this event at the U of I Assembly Hall, he said it's so hard to pronounce that they even have YouTube postings on how to pronounce it. So I didn't feel quite so bad. But
Cirque du Soleil. Le Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, so there's his posting from
the
YouTube.
So we're going to give you some tickets for that.
So, Jason, these are $75 tickets each. It's lower B section. And so I don't want – sometimes what happens, we do a call-in. People call in, and Karen, it kind of frustrates her a little, because they call in and they say, I don't know what I'm calling in for. I'm just calling in. It's like, oh, they're tickets to this. Oh, I can't go. Well, then why did you call in?
So let me. You should have two piles. One pile would be $75 tickets, and the other pile could be puppies.
Oh, yeah, jeez.
I don't know what I'm calling in for. Well, you just won a puppy.
Yes. So pick it up. So anyways, the seventh caller right now, this event is Wednesday night, March 21st, 7:30 at the U of I Assembly Hall. And this is a very, like, spectacular, it's, a story of this young girl, but it's like in a circus environment. There's a lot of dancing and acrobatics and high wire acts and flips and all sorts of things.
It's amazing. It really, it's a feast for the eyes.
A feast for the eyes. So the seventh caller right now during the morning edition of Mark and Friends, and when this re-airs at this point in the program, the seventh caller. Sometimes we only get a couple callers in the evening, so keep calling. You might be the first, the third, the fifth, and the seventh. But the seventh caller right now, 217-367-7777 for our Indiana listeners, 1-888-333-9466. Also, Jason, on Monday night, the Singing Men of GNN, we went through 13, I think, of our 14 songs that we're going to be presenting at our community appreciation event. So we have two more rehearsals. The Singing Men are pumped. They're going to be dressed in their tuxedos. The doors of the Virginia Theater will open at 6 o'clock. The Singing Men will take the stage at 6:15, followed by Steve Green, Twyla Paris, Wayne Watson, and Michael Card. There's still tickets available. I think there are around 400 that are left. We expect to sell out. So if you want to be a part of our community appreciation event on March 29th, call the Virginia Theater at 217-356-9063, 217-356-9063, or thevirginia.org, thevirginia.org, to secure your tickets. It's general seating. The costs are $11. I think they add a dollar fee, a restoration fee for the Virginia Theater or something, but
well worth it.
Basically, we've kept the cost down because we've had a number of great sponsors. You've heard maybe some of the radio spots, and we appreciate the Olive Garden. They're going to be feeding all the Singing Men of GNN. They're going to provide the food for Steve Green, Michael Card, Twyla Paris, Wayne Watson.
Do they know what they got themselves into?
Yes, and in fact, wait till I tell you. I'm going to wait another week or two to talk about what I'm going to be doing, what Great News Radio will be doing with the Olive Garden throughout the month of April. It's going to be a real special Tuesday night. Tuesday nights in April. Just wait till I make that announcement to get our listeners to come out to some special events. You and Tasha will be a part of one of those Tuesday evenings, other radio staff, local authors and artists and some musicians, and we're going to have some real fun throughout the month of April, but we'll wait. And if you come to the community appreciation event on March 29th, the Olive Garden, I think, is going to have some coupons there, as is Arby's, another sponsor for us, and we're going to have a really nice program for everyone. God listens You Can Too stickers. I'm working on an updated program guide, Voice of Listener Radio Surveys. We'll have a couple tables set out for our listeners. It's going to be more than just a concert event with testimonies. And obviously great singing through the Singing Men of GNN and Steve Green, Twyla Paris, Wayne Watson, and Michael Card. But there'll be other activities and some giveaways, so get your tickets. And for those of you that can still maybe coordinate with your church or the community where you live, where you can hang posters up at the dry cleaners, the Casey's, different places where our poster can be displayed, we'd love to get some into your hands. We have still 1,000 or two flyers that we can maybe distribute to various churches. But help us get the word out. We want to sell out all the tickets to the Virginia Theater so we can break even on this. And we're still, I think right now we're at a point where we're about $49,000 or $5,000 will cover all of our costs. So if you will still want to be a business sponsor or a family that can catch the vision and help us present this at a break-even rate, we still are looking to raise about $5,000, and then all of our costs and expenses will be met. And you can also know that you would be a part of keeping our ticket prices down to $11. So if you're a business or a family or an individual and you want to help support our community appreciation concert, give me a call. 217-367-7777. So Singing Men, yep, they're pretty wound up and excited. I think we're going to give away those tickets. The seventh caller, probably Karen will have that name pretty soon. And I think other than that, how can I earn back some man points? I need to get my man points back up. So
I don't. Can you build a fire with nothing?
All I know, Jason, is it just happened. The shopping just happened. You know, I'm thinking
of
Aaron.
I'm so worried that next week I'm going to come in and you're going to be like, hey, look at these napkin rings I got.
Yes.
Look at these curtains I put up.
And they're matching placemats with the curtains and the napkins.
I mean, if you're in here, this kind of where we do the recording, this office, is very kind of manly because it's a little scattered, a little messy. I mean, it looks manly.
It's a man cave.
It's kind of a man cave. And now I'm worried that next week I'll come and there'll be some pastels in here, you know, a nice rug. There'll be a candle over there maybe. It'll smell real nice. And
yeah, one of those little fragrance things.
Yeah, like pomegranates or French vanilla.
Yes.
You'll have some finger food ready for us.
Yes. Well, let's see. How do I transition?
You can't transition out of what's happened
to
you this morning.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I got to figure out something.
But we should go to the Bible. I think that's kind of like important, right?
Yes, let's turn to the Bible and let's turn to something maybe that the Lord's been teaching. But before we turn, share, because I think this was such a blessing, the story about your Valentine's Day card because of not getting the Christmas card out. Share just almost what you shared during the church service, because God is at work, and I would love for our listeners to be a part of praying up the situation and seeing how God would not maybe only draw your mom to himself, but all those that are aching over their loved ones that are maybe far from the Lord or entertaining the idea that maybe God cares for them, but he's abandoned them, or just anyone that's praying for people for years that haven't seen maybe results of those prayers or the fruit of their labors and witnessing.
Well, my mom, she doesn't know Jesus. She's not a believer. And that's been a point of contention in relationship with me and my wife and my mother for a long time. I mean, well, ever since me and my wife knew. I mean, we don't have a great relationship. We have a wonderful relationship with my wife's family. I mean, it's very warm and so loving and inviting. But with my mom, it's always very stressful. It's very tenuous. And there's a lot of other issues other than just not believing. But I think that all those issues kind of come out of that, too. Because I think when we draw near to Jesus, a lot of our other junk starts to get worked out. I mean, Jesus helps us clean the closet out. So much so that, you know, when I call my mom, it's usually a 5-minute conversation, and I kind of have to parent the conversation, and I have to kind of say at some point, you know, oh, it's time that I'm going to go now. It's, you know, things are getting a little out of control here. And, you know, I think she's only seen my son. She's never seen my two daughters. She's never seen Molly, and she's never seen Abigail. So, you know, we talk every couple months, but there's not a close relationship at all. And we don't really know how to have that. It's just been tough, and it's a toxic situation, and I want to keep my kids safe. I want to keep my kids healthy, and I don't want my kids to see. I don't want my kids to know Grandma that way. If it's better that they didn't, but they go, well, we never really got to meet her, but she was probably a great person. Versus we got to meet her, and boy, was that a train wreck. But we're always praying, and I want to share the story because I think it's so important that we have pictures of answered prayers in our lives. Because a lot of us say, I prayed and I prayed and prayed, and God just never answered that prayer. Well, you know what? Sometimes you needed to pray a little bit more. I mean, we had Mark Batterson on, and he said, you pray and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray. You get in that circle, and you don't get out of it until, you know, you hear from God in that.
And how God can use maybe the craziest concept or idea or something that may seemingly be insignificant or unusual. And just God can use anything, any person, any item, any situation, any memory to spur on, you know, reconciliation or change or drawing himself closer to them.
Yeah. And my wife had felt really guilty that she didn't send out Christmas cards. I had just come back from Israel. We had gotten the Mark
Burns. Really? You went to Israel?
I went to Israel. And then I came back and my family struggled through the Mark Burns pandemic. So she was feeling guilty because she goes, look, just to get to Christmas and do some presents and do the get together, and that was too much. I couldn't do Christmas cards. So she felt guilty. So she goes, you know what, but I'm going to do Valentine's Day cards. So she got a picture of the kids that a friend of ours had recently taken, and she had some postcards made on the internet, real nice quality ones that say, you know, love or what. I'd say something. They're very, very Valentine's looking. And she mailed them all out. Well, last week on like maybe Thursday night, I got a call from my mom. It went to my voicemail, and I didn't really, because it after hours. And this was my mom saying, hey, you know, I got the postcard in the mail, and wow, your kids are gorgeous. And, oh, you know, I just really, you know, can you call me? And, you know, so I'm like, So I said, Tosh, did you send her a card? She goes, oh, yeah, well, why wouldn't I send her a card? I go, okay, well, that's great. And so the next day I was driving, and I really felt God say, you know, call your mom. And I'm like, oh, God, I really just don't want to have that conversation. I'm having a good day. I just don't really want to have that conversation. God's like, you need to call her. So I'm like, all right, God, you know, I'm going to listen. So I called her up, and she said, She went out for about 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and she goes, oh, wow, you know, that card is just so, thank you so much. I mean, it's so beautiful. Your kids are so, you know, she said, Jacob looks just like you. And if you saw the picture, Abigail has kind of a little bit of a furrowed brow. And she goes, you know, Abigail looks like she's scared that the other two kids are going to get her. And she goes, and Molly is so beautiful. She goes, I can't stop staring at Molly. She's so beautiful. And she just kept talking about how beautiful Molly is, and she kept talking about this card. And I just felt God say, share the gospel with her. So I just shared with her. I shared Jesus. And she goes, yeah, you know, but when I was growing up in church, I go, you know what, that Jesus is not the Jesus of the Bible. That Jesus that you met at that church long time ago, I'm sorry, but that's not the Jesus of the Bible. That's the Jesus that somebody created and they hit you over the head with, but that's not really Jesus. And I said, Mom, you love to share with people and serve people. Jesus served and shared people. I said, Mom, you love to love people. I know that. And that's Jesus' love to love people. And I said, Mom, I want you to know this Jesus. And she said, well, I'd like to. And I have a friend who planted a church in Denver. My mom lives in Colorado. I'm not too far from Denver. She lives in a little town called Conifer. And I said, hey, you know, my friend Jeff planted a church in Colorado, and I said, if I was in Colorado, I would attend his church. I said, he's the real deal. And she goes, give me his address and his phone number. And she goes, and better yet, send him an email or a message and let him know I'm coming and give him my information. So she wouldn't have done that if she wasn't at least intentional, because Jeff will call her. And I told her that. I said, Jeff will call you. I mean, you got the gospel from me, but he's going to give you the gospel also. I know how Jeff is and who Jeff is. So we found out today that she did, in fact, go. She went to the church, and Jeff just said, hey, you know what, I'm going to kind of take this here. You know, don't lean in anymore. We're going to lean in over here, you know, in relationship, which I go, that's exactly how it should happen. But we prayed for 6 years for this. 6 years of just praying, like, God, come on, you're breaking my heart here. God answered that prayer. Interesting, I shared with Jeff, with Mark, too, that a friend of ours in Peoria named Barb, who is a prayer warrior for our family, I mean, she prayed us coming to Muhammad. She prayed. She hears from God. I mean, when Barb says something, my antenna goes up. And on Wednesday and Thursday, Barb sent me a text message, and she said, I got woken up in the middle of the night because God told me to pray for your mother. And she said, and then I've just been praying and interceding that she would hear the voice of Jesus. And my mom left me that message on Thursday night. So God had already appointed prayer warriors to begin to pray into that situation. People who were hearing that we were going to battle. Because there's no way that when my mom becomes ripe for the gospel that Satan didn't kind of come up and go, wait a second, I'm not giving up any ground here. And God's going, well, yeah, you just do what you want to do, because I'm going to raise up some prayer warriors over here who are going to, you know, they're going to fire back. Look, it was a postcard. If I would show you the postcard, you'd go, wow, you have beautiful kids. That's a great postcard. You wouldn't have told me that that was the thing that would bring my mother to Jesus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But God can use anything. So when you're doing something, maybe it's a post-it note of encouragement. Maybe it's a phone call. Maybe it's a cup of coffee. Maybe it's walking next door to your neighbor and just saying, hey, how you doing? Or waving. Who knows what? God can use any one of those things. I mean, this is the God of the universe. He can do anything with anything.
Mm-hmm.
And don't think that anything you do is junk. Don't think that anything you do is less than. Because God can take that little tiny thing, that postcard, and turn it into a gospel-saving moment. And a moment that changes our family.
And what was so wonderful is not only did you get to have that open sharing with her that hadn't really happened for years,
right.
And, you know, like you mentioned, I don't want to call because it's going to drain me and it's going to derail this great day. Well, God blessed you. But then on top of that, she did follow up. She went to the church, which is just, to me, almost equally, or I don't want to say a greater miracle, but the mere fact, many times when we share with someone, then it's like, you know, that the seeds in the soil where Satan comes right away and derails them, or they never get to go to church, or they don't follow up and go to the prayer session or whatever it is. And it's like, here, your mom followed up. And so I would ask our listeners, you know, be praying for Jason's mom. And for those of you that maybe have given up praying for that loved one that seems to continue to make poor choices or is far from God, keep praying. And you just never know, the very little insignificant item or something that seemingly isn't going to accomplish much, can do great things as you pray it up and as you have others praying and as you just continue to walk faithfully in step with the Lord. So
yeah, and I just want to share one thing, because this was powerful for me during their chronological Bible reading this week, and it almost plays into that. Such a weird show, too. I mean, we laugh like the first half of the show, and now if you were here in the studio, cry the second half.
I might have to take away a few of your man points.
Oh, come on. Yes. It's probably the sensitivity that's happening in this room now. There's a newfound sensitivity in the Burns home.
See what I'm bringing to this whole co-hosting?
Wait, is that a bow and Beamer's hair?
Yes.
We're back.
Yes.
So we're reading chronologically this weekend in Numbers chapter 16, in verse 28. There's been this rebellion with Korah, and Moses is saying, look, there's something that's going to happen here. The Lord is not going to let this one slip. And it's really a great line. It says, Moses said to them, this is how you will know that the Lord has sent me to do all these things. And then he says this, he says, and that it was not my idea.
Hmm.
And I really felt when I read this piece of scripture here, a release. Because you know what? Sometimes I come to the Bible and I feel like I have to defend the Bible. I have to defend a God who doesn't need me to defend him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God wants me to stand on his word and God wants me to proclaim his word. But if God needs me to defend him, then he's in real trouble. But I love it in all those arguments or all those things. Look at the postcard. It's not my idea. This was God's idea.
Yeah, and you would have never in your wildest dreams thought anything could be accomplished through just a nice little postcard, a little reminder to people, hey, we love you, we care.
Right. All those arguments that people come up and they go, well, I don't know, as a Christian, you don't agree with this. And I go, I just want to say, now I want to say it because I read this. And I go, you know what, that issue, that's not my idea. It's in the Bible. I mean, you go and wrestle it with God. I mean, it's not going to turn out good for you, though. I'm telling you, he'll wrestle you down, he'll break your hip. Next time I see you, you'll have a bit of a limp. But it's not my idea. I think we've got to get out of the habit of thinking that the things in the Bible are our idea. That we have to stand, you know, that we have to go to war. Let God do it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, all those big arguments that people are going, well, you're a Christian and you do. No. You know what? It's not my idea. It's God's idea. Why don't you go and pray and ask God about it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, God has such great ideas. He could see more in something than I can ever see. He saw a postcard that became a life-changing moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we could do an hour or 2 hour or 3 hour show. You could call in. We could go nonstop about the little things that seem so inconsequential that God had such a big idea to use and do with. And mm-hmm. He just asked us to step into it in obedience. So today, if you get a chance, step into those moments that seem so crazy, so insignificant. Step into them in obedience and allow the God of the universe to make these moments significant.
Mm-hmm. And keep praying. Keep praying. God is faithful. Even when we're not faithful, He is faithful. Keep praying. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.